project, I obviously built the electric guitar. Ever since I was a little boy, I would go down to my dad's workshop and hammer on wood with nails and just build random things, such as, a shelf. I didn't really have my angles straight, but it worked as holding glue for my dad's workshop, and I also built a little coat hook for my dad's work coat. You can see it's just wood with a nail in it, but it works. And also, in the past 2 years, I've designed two skimboards, and so I really enjoy designing. And as some, most of you know, in the past year, I've become completely obsessed in playing the guitar. So playing, building a guitar would be a perfect project for me to do as my eighth grade project. The first step was finding a mentor. My dad suggested that I, a man named Ken Savage, who professionally built acoustic guitars, and I called him, and he was willing to help me with building a guitar. I went over to his house, and we looked at different shapes of guitars, and I landed on the SG. He described the sound, and he described it as a woody sound that most guitarists, such as Angus Young and Jimmy Page, use for old-fashioned rock sound for their music. So he also told me to go to Guitar Center and make all the measurements on the Gibson SG that I would need for my plans that I would build to refer to later in building the electric guitar. He also told me to go to Guitar Center and feel different necks to see if which one felt better, and then I would trace that onto a piece of paper. At Guitar Center, I had my measuring tools laying down on the carpet, and with an SG by my side, people were looking at me like I was kind of crazy and just wondering what I was doing. But it was pretty embarrassing. But after that, I went around feeling different necks, and I decided I liked the Music Man 300 the most. So with the copper wire, I went around the neck and brought it down onto paper and traced and made a stencil from the neck. Then after Guitar Center, I went into a little shop that I was just curious what it was, a guitar shop right next to Guitar Center. And I asked them if there was any books or if someone could help me build a guitar from there. And there is this lady with a little too much makeup, and she looked at me, and she was just basically made fun of me. It's like, oh yeah, I went to Arizona for 6 months to train to build a guitar. I was like, okay, thank you, and left there. But I didn't let that get in the way of building electric guitar, and went on my way. The next place was to order the parts. I went down to Crossroads Music in Port Townsend and met a man named George who helped us build the part, order the part. We also ordered plans that had been on the internet for the SG, so we could refer to those as well as my homemade plans. Then we went to the lumber yard to get some wood. Originally, the SG is made out of mahogany, but we decided to make it out of maple and mahogany, more like a Les Paul. So it would bring out a more ringy and different sound than the SG usually. So I looked through stacks and stacks of maple, but never found really anything that caught my eye. So I decided to order the maple online and get the mahogany there. Then I headed back with my dad, and we began building the neck. Before the neck, we had to cut the mahogany to into smaller planks so it would be buildable, because it came in an 8-foot plank. And that wouldn't be really possible to work on. So I cut it down, but this was one of the biggest steps in building a guitar. This step consisted of tools that I had never used, such as a table saw, which is very risky to use because it's just simply a table with a saw sticking out of it. It's not protected in any way. So if you messed up, things could happen. So after I was done, we began on my first neck. This neck, Ken pointed out that we had it, me, my dad and I had glued the head to the neck on wrong. So we had to start over. This neck, we decided to hold off on gluing the head onto the neck, and we tapered the body, I mean the neck, and we found out that the neck was a little bit curved, so we had to start over on that. By this time, I was not very happy and very frustrated, thinking that the SU would not come along at all in the next 6 months, and I'd get nowhere. But, so I decided to work on Ken with the neck and my dad on the body. Ken and I began on the neck by gluing the head on correctly to the neck. And then we began cutting the sides of the guitar on the neck, and we tapered the body as we did on the second neck. Then finally we glued the fingerboard on, and we were ready to carve the barrel of the neck. This we did with a rasp at first and then sanded it. The rasp was a lot of fun because you could take off a lot of material very quickly, but when we got to the sandpaper, it took a long time to get to shape. But we finally finished that, and my dad helped me on cutting the tang that on the neck. The tang is the part of the neck that goes into the body to hold the neck in place in the body. After we were finished with this, we began on the frets. Then we hammered the frets by using a little hammer and hammering them into the fretboard to keep them safe, sturdy, and filing the sides off of the fret so I wouldn't cut my hand while playing. Then we drilled holes for the dots and pounded the dots in with a hammer and then fastened them with super glue. Now the neck was ready to be oiled, but we decided to make the body first. We began by making the body by gluing the two sides of the body together so it would make a big enough mess to make the body of the guitar out of, and we cut out the shape of the guitar. Then we cut the pickup cavities with a router, and also we made it a hole for all the electrical components to go into. Finally, we glued on the maple and then routed the exact same places out in the maple so the pickups could stick through the maple, and so as well as the knob. Now came the sanding. Same with the neck, it was a lot of fun because I could rasp and take off a lot of material very quickly. We just beveled the front of the guitar, and then on the back we shaped it more like a Stratocaster, which is known to be a guitar that fits the body really well and will be comfortable to play. Then once we had got the overall shape of it, we decided to sand it. Sanding was, first we would look up in the light at the guitar and see if there was any scratches. There happened to be about 20, so we would begin on the first scratch by sanding it out until it was perfectly smooth. Then we would, after about 5 minutes, we would begin on the second scratch, and so on. Then, once it was perfectly smooth, it was time to oil it. We oiled it by using a damp cloth with oil and just putting the oil all over the body and neck, and putting it in a heated room for it to dry. Finally, once 6 coats were on the body and neck, we were ready to put the hardware on. My dad and I put the hardware on by mounting the pickups and then just making screws for the bridge and saddle to lay on, and drilling holes in the maple for the knob. Then finally, we bolted the neck onto the body, and we're ready to take it over to Ken for the last few steps. First, at Ken, Ken taught me how to shape the nut and then glue it into the neck really sturdy so it wouldn't fall out and keep the strings in place. Then we strung the guitar up and we began tuning it. We tuned it at first with the tuning machines, but then, I thought we were ready to play. But I started playing it, but it didn't sound in tune on the closer to the octave. But then we remembered we had to tune it by the bridge, so the octave was playing tune. We tuned it by the bridge by simply using a screwdriver and adjusting the bridge so the octaves would play in tune. And we, after 6 long months, the guitar was finished. Throughout these 6 months, I began to be extremely grateful for what I was doing. I thought that there was about 1 in 1,000 who got to build a guitar when they were 13, and I was really grateful to have Ken as a mentor to teach me how to build an electric guitar, and my dad to guide me through it, even though he was an exceptional woodworker, but he hadn't built a guitar before, but he helped me a ton. So, now the guitar was finished, and it was finally done. Now, hopefully, in the near future, I won't be on stage like Kurt Cobain, and he has a bad habit of playing his guitar, and after the gig was finished, he would dispose his guitar by smashing it. And I hope I'll never do that. And now, after, I would, to give you the feeling of how it sounds, I'll play a little bit for you on the This song is called Come As You Are by Nirvana. It's the main riff in it, but it'll give you a sense of how it sounds when it's not distorted. There we go. Okay. There we go, okay. Called Alive by Pearl Jam. It's distorted, so I'll give you a feeling what it sounds like when it's distorted. Instead of going back to the amp to adjust it. And these two knobs control the tone of the guitar. If you want to have a lot of treble, which is the high notes, or if you want to have less treble. Yeah?
How long did it take you all together to build it? Like, how many hours did you
I guess it's about 70.
Yes.
I just want to say that you did a really good job.
Thank you. Yeah?
Thank you. Getting pretty good at using your
Chris?
What type of pickup did you use?
Humbuckers. I'm not sure exactly what kind, but
I saw it.
Yeah?
Well,
you'll build a guitar from
Lydia, last one.
Lydia? I wish he was my teacher. He's basically one of my heroes. Not the greatest hero to have, but he's in the band called Nirvana. His name's Kurt Cobain, and it's just for his amusement and to get the audience really hyped up, I guess. I don't plan on doing it. Maybe with other guitars, but